T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I think anybody who watches this video who is not familiar with it in the first place is just thrown at the very beginning when Donald Glover pulls out a gun and shoots a guy. I mean, it's like, what? And this is the record of the year. It's like, wow.
It's really a bit of performance art. It's not your typical recording a Taylor Swift song, Adele song. This is the video goes with the song itself. And like I said, it's very powerful. You may agree with it. You may disagree with it. It does get you talking. And rap, many rap songs do that. But finally now, rap artists gain a certain respect, winning best song, winning best record. We can never say it's never won those two categories from now on.
Little surprise that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won for Shallows and as the best, what, duo?
Duo.
Yeah, I sort of thought that was expected. Didn't think it was going to win best song or best record. It's probably going to win best original song at the Oscars. We sort of expect that in a couple of weeks. It was a great performance by her. She is quite a show woman. And she gave a powerful performance of the song Sands without Bradley Cooper, who was in the UK for the BAFTA Award last night. It's very difficult when you're up for Grammys and for Oscars and BAFTA Awards, etc. You have to split your time and make decisions. Another tough decision. Poor Bradley Cooper has that very tough life.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And then I thought Alicia Keys did a great job as the host.
Yeah, I thought so too. And it's not an easy job. We know that. And the Grammys are so splintered. There's so many different genres, you know, from rap to country. And we can't, of course, ignore Kacey Musgraves. This is a brilliant album. If you don't like country, try to listen to it anyway. This is a wonderful album. It was the one I thought should win, and I thought it would win. And it was quite remarkable. It's a great album, a number of excellent songs. The key song is called Butterflies, which she discusses how she met her husband, and he sort of freed her. It's a really remarkably well-written song.
And she was part of a tribute to Dolly Parton, which Dolly was there and participated. Then you had Diana Ross's 75th birthday party, sort of, and she came out and wowed the crowd.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that she can perform that well at 75. Just remarkable. She sounds as good as ever. And then there was the Motown tribute. And then at the end, you have the tribute to, obviously, Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman being sung. It was quite moving. I thought the Dolly Parton tribute, though, was just so full of joy. It was really great. And normally in these tributes, the person being saluted doesn't take part. Not Dolly. She was singing with them. They did Jolene. They did 9 to 5. I wish they had done my personal favorite Dolly Parton song, which is A Coat of Many Colors. Great song.
Yeah, it's actually her favorite song, too, as we saw in a story on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday. I thought it was interesting. After Miley Cyrus came out with Shawn Mendes at the beginning and then was out there with Dolly later, there were people on social media who were saying, does Miley Cyrus not own any shirts that she could wear under her jackets?
You make your attire choices, and you go from there. It's part of being in the spotlight.
Yeah, and you had to figure that the CBS censors were concerned about wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah, there were a lot of opportunities for malfunction.
There were.
Fortunately, there weren't.
Yeah, and CBS, let's remember, CBS was the network
right.
that had the Super Bowl
yes.
when the famous Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction. By the way, that was the first time I ever heard that term, wardrobe malfunction. Now it's part of the lexicon, but that was the first time in that Super Bowl game I've never heard that term.
All right, Steve, if not sooner, we'll talk to you after the Academy Awards. Thank you. Get some rest.
I'm going to be fine. Talk to you in 2 weeks after the Oscars.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.